Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome to the Alternalivo podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternalivo with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations. So here on the Alternalivo podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternalivo podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. Welcome. Everybody, you excited for Cuco? Yeah! My name is Canyon Cody. I'm the host of Alternalivo, the K-Rock show every Sunday dedicated to Latin alternative. We play a lot of Cuco. Check in with us every Sunday, 11 o'clock. We've been playing him since day one. He's got some new music. He's going to play a song tonight that no one has ever heard before. All right. We ready? Let's bring out Cuco.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How y'all doing? I was confused. I almost took your seat.
Well, thank you so much for coming out. You got some passionate fans.
Yeah, amazing. The best.
You've had such an interesting career. You know, you're obviously a very young man, but you've had 6 years here already. Got a lot of work under your belt. I just want to go back to, you know, 6 years ago when you put out, you know, your first song that really got the attention of the world. If you could go back and talk to that person, what sort of guidance would you give to that young Cuco?
Man, you know, it's crazy because I don't know if I'd go back and change a lot of things, because I'm actually really, like, proud of, like, how far I've gotten. Like, yeah. I think the growth is something that I, like, without any obstacle, I don't think I'd be where I'm at. And I think I'm very thankful that I'm where I'm at. I think my scope of, like, who I have around me, what, like, choices I make for, like, myself, for my career, for the people around me, like, I think it's all been pretty good. I feel like I would just get some more words of encouragement in my younger self, because I didn't like myself, but that was it, you know. I think nothing had to change.
You know, I remember when you first came out, there was a big narrative about you that, you know, there was this big bidding war for signing Google and, you know, were the face of a new generation. And I remember thinking, like, this is so much pressure to put on a young man. Did you feel like there was a weight on your shoulder to be, like, a representation of your generation?
Yes and no. Like, I think it all was going to get sorted out because I think on the legal side and logistical side of stuff, I think everything was going to get taken care of. But I think I've always just kind of represented myself, like being just born and raised in like LA and coming from like Mexican parents and just, I don't know, I represent myself the way I represent the way I grew up. And I feel like it's good to do that because I feel like there's a lot of other like Chicano artists and just like artists that grew up different ways, that grew up in the middle of America or on the East Coast and had different experiences than I did. And they're just representing themselves like in that way. So I think just staying true to that is important, but I never took that pressure of like the bidding war and stuff like that. It was just, I already had just so much going on with like touring and everything like that. I was like, man, I don't even know what this means.
Now, you know, this year has been a huge year for Mexican artists, you know, Peso Pluma and Fuerza Regida, and, you know, a lot of artists are really breaking through into the mainstream. That has not always been the case. When you were growing up, were there Mexican artists that you looked to as role models and influenced you?
I think when I was growing up, a lot of the Mexican artists that were, like, I was listening to, like, my dad used to have me listen to, like, a lot of rock en español. Like bolero, romantica, so, but it was a lot of like stuff that was popping in like Mexico and like back in the day, like things that weren't super present. Obviously, like when you think about like you know, like Mexican American and think about like Richie Valens, Selena. I like Pierce the Veil too, though. That was my shit. And it was cool that they were like Mexican, but it definitely wasn't super common to have like Mexican American artists at the forefront. And it was even like weird going into meetings and people just kind of were like, so you're making Latin music? And I'm like, I mean, kinda. But you know, it's, you know what I mean? It's like, it's all over the place. So, but I'm thankful that eventually the doors opened up and people started understanding like what kind of it is to grow up listening to all kinds of music, being inspired by everything. And it's cool. It's like groundbreaking. You know, you have all these like new artists and like new ways for things to like blow up. Now you got like TikTok and all these things that just make people kind of go like viral overnight. And it's cool. It's kind of wild. I can't keep up, but I think it's dope.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about without saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Now, you talk about opening up doors. A lot of the artists that we've had on the show here and interviewed have referenced you as somebody who opened up doors. You know, people like Danny Lux have talked about you as the, you know, the big homie who
homie
really...
Danny.
And you have collaborated with so many artists. I mean, you've got a new song with Conexión Divina, you got songs with Braddy, you got songs, you know, that really have started to build a community. Talk about this kind of scene of Mexican artists here in LA and all over that you've been working with.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start. I think it's so sick. I think seeing all these artists come up, and it's so crazy to me when they tell me, like, oh, yeah, like, I used to listen to you, because I feel old, you know, like, I'm not even that old, bro, like, but it's crazy, but I get it, too, because when I was growing up and listening to music, I never thought in my life I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to meet, like, the dudes from, like, Polyphia or, like, Kevin Parker or, like, the homie Eric the Architect. Like, I was just thinking in my head, like, these are just people I'm inspired by and I know what my references are. And hearing people say that to me is, like, so weird. Just off rip. It's so, like, mind-boggling. But I think it's great. I think seeing all these artists come up, they all have, a dream of moving forward and representing, like, themselves and the culture. You know, I think the culture of, like, just being... not just Mexican, but just from wherever, Hispanic country, and just all around, like, people of color that just have different, like, whereabouts of where they grew up and stuff. I think it's important. You know, I think it's amazing. I think it's, like, it adds so much more flavor to, like, the industry. It's not just, like, the same old, like, the same format of, like, how things can blow up. Like, there's so many, I don't know. I think it's just, like, dope seeing it. I think especially seeing how everybody has the same kind of, like, backstory of, like, yo, I just have a dream and I want to make it happen. And seeing them be able to realize their dreams, like, it's amazing.
A huevo.
A huevo.
You know, that idea that there was this kind of narrow path that you had to conform to a certain style. I imagine coming up, you've received a lot of advice about your career over the years. What's some of the worst advice that you've been given about what you should do with your career?
Damn, let me think. I think when I was first, like, taking meetings at, like, some of the labels, they were just kind of like, oh, yeah, it's because this thing that you're doing, you're just all over the place. It's not working. Like, you gotta, like, that. I've literally heard somebody say, like, without saying it, like, you just need to, like, the worst box and sticking to a box, like, and being in the box. And it's just like, not even subliminal, it's just straight up, like, yo, just don't get out the box, bro. Like, but... it's obviously that didn't follow through, because all the artists that are blowing up right now are entirely, like, on in, like, an alternative world, like, and it's just all different. None of it's in the box. So I think that's probably some of the worst advice I've gotten.
You know, and your outside of the boxness has gone into, you know, so many different genres, including hip hop. You know, you got track with YG, you got track with Lil Rob. I think one of my favorite moments in your career is the interview with Nardwar, which brought up, like, Immortal Technique, yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah, talk about, you know, the different sort of influences growing up. What was the sort of music that you were listening to in high school?
Oh, dude, it really starts from, like, when I was a kid, man. Like, I mean, just my mom and dad always, like I said, put me onto, like, hella music. When I was with my grandparents, I was listening to, like, bolero, romanticas, and stuff like that. Then, like, my uncles would always just, like, show me rap and stuff. My uncle Jaime, actually, he's here. He showed me Immortal Technique when I was, like, a kid. Yeah, and my uncle Ivan, too, you know, rest in peace. Like, he also, like put me onto a bunch of music. And also, when I was growing up, we also had, like, the little TVs and had, like the MTV, like the music videos. So I would always just watch, like, music videos when I came home from school. And, like, my parents, like first bought the house, and it was, like, a little, like, CRT that just had, like, the just, like, whatever it was playing. And then MTV was one of the channels. And yeah, just like hella like T-Pain, Eminem, and stuff like that. And the System of a Down came into my life, and I was like, bro, I know way too many System songs on guitar. Then like high school, I got super into like metal. That's still to this day like one of my main things, metal. I got like a lot of psychedelic music. Then eventually like just really find like weird, like narrow, like I don't know, like niches of like psych music and metal, and then like just getting into rap music. And rap music is what made me want to, like, rap and psych made me want to produce, and metal. Those are like the three main things that made me produce. And so that's kind of like the gist of it. And it's an iceberg. That's just like the tip of the iceberg.
For this last album, you went down to Mexico City to write and to record. Was spending time in Mexico part of your childhood? Was that something that you had done before?
My mom and dad would take me whenever they could. I would go to like CDMX, because that's where my dad's from, and then my mom would take me to like Puebla, because that's where our family's from. I didn't really go with my dad to Mexico City until like 2015, 2016, because he didn't have his papers yet, and then we finally went for the first time. And I didn't go a lot, because shortly after that, like, my career started. But yeah, when I was a kid, I was just always there, and I always remember like Puebla, like super vividly, being in Mexico City, like the smells of what it's like being there, and then being back to play shows, and like, I don't know, it's so crazy. And then being there for a whole month to just write the album was amazing. Like, me and like all the whole village of people that were working with me on the album, like, it was such a good vibe, and it helped me grow like as an artist for sure.
And then after this album, you've been really public about your recovery and some of the kind of personal changes going on in your life. What's been the response from the community of fans that you had about sharing that?
How you guys feel?
Good.
Feel good, yeah. Yeah, I feel great, man. I think just picking sobriety up was one of the craziest challenges for sure. It was tough, but after a couple months, it became kind of just easy. And it's sick. I think recovery is kind of a long-term thing, because I somehow end up always getting myself hurt, because I got into like climbing after I finished, after I stopped drinking. And I got injured. I had two surgeries because of climbing. Now I'm just working out and staying on the floor, on the ground, you know, because getting up on the walls is kind of gnarly. I don't want to break a finger and then like not play music. So, but no, it's been good. I feel really thankful, you know, thankful that I'm here, thankful that the people around me support it, and, you know, they're around to see that growth.
So you're going to be playing a new song tonight. Let the people know about what they're going to hear.
Oh, it's two new songs, actually. The first new song that's in the set list is like really kind of like straight psychedelic. It's like very, very psychedelic, kind of influenced by like a lot of like early 60s type of music, but kind of like in a jam band way, but I had to figure out a way to make it so it's not like a jam band song that's like 10 minutes long. I'm gonna get there. It's gonna get weirder as the music's gonna get weirder, but right now I'm still trying to keep it a little bit tamer so that, you know, so that it's free flowing and little by little gradually gets to that more like psychedelic realm. But the second song is kind of like a homage to kind of like the old style of music that I would do, but in a more like well produced way. And it feels like just a sad like LA oldie, but like if you're like Lowrider was on like a hover wheels or some shit.
So since you put out your last album, you've been on a kind of string of singles. Historically, you've been kind of a concept album person. Is this all working towards somewhere? Is there a master plan, or are you just kind of freestyling at the moment?
It's both. I like it all to make sense. I've definitely been getting weirder and trippier on the music videos and not like the ideas with all the people I've been working with, me and my band were already like super tight because, you know, we all like went to school together and stuff like that. So the music and the chemistry is like, is great. It's my first time that I've been in the studio with like the band. And that just makes the recording process like 1,000 times easier because it just feels like, it feels like home. You know, you want to be around people that make you feel like you're home. And, but I think ultimately the whole feeling is just this kind of unsettlingness of like, you don't know where life is ever going to take you. Because one day to another, like anything can change for the good or bad, you know, it doesn't matter. And it's kind of like this unsettling feeling that everything's perfect, even though it's like not perfect because a lot of things go wrong. But that's kind of just the way that, like, I guess like the simulation works or something, or something, you know, like that's just how it goes.
There seems to be such a foundation of happiness for other people's happiness in your life. Do you feel as though you have any sort of philosophy of, you know, what is the energy that you want to bring to the world?
I really just want to go down like as a person who impacted and like did good things, you know, to help people out, like just motivate and be able to be like a light to people. Because I think down the line when our career started and stuff, it was all just so crazy, just going battling through so many things and finally like coming back to like, you know, what was the goal forever. And it's just to be impactful, because I don't think like if you're an artist and you're not trying to impact and make the best, give like this other meaning to like, at least even in that moment when people are listening to your stuff or absorbing or reading, like anything that you do, like if you're not impacting in a positive way, then you're doing your job right. So that's ultimately the goal, like just to help out people and motivate people to help other people. Cause I'm thankful that I have a whole circle of people that are around me to help out. And I always want to be able to be that for them and be able to one way or another do that for like the people that support me.
Well, you can feel the energy from your fans. You obviously mean so much to them.
I'm thankful. I really appreciate you guys.
All right. You guys excited to hear Kuko play some new music?
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to take a few minutes, clear the stage, and bring out the band.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'll be back.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalego podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. So, since you put out your last album, you've been on a kind of string of singles. Historically, you've been kind of a concept album person. Is this all working towards somewhere? Is there a master plan, or are you just kind of freestyling at the moment?
It's both. I like it all to make sense. I've definitely been getting weirder and trippier on the music videos and not like the ideas with all the people I've been working with. Me and my band were already like super tight because, you know, we all like went to school together and stuff like that. So the music and the chemistry is like, is great. It's my first time that I've been in the studio with like the band. And that just makes the recording process like 1,000 times easier because it just feels like, it feels like home. You know, you want to be around people that make you feel like you're home. But I think ultimately the whole feeling is just this kind of unsettlingness of like, you don't know where life is ever going to take you, because one day to another, like anything can change for the good or bad, you know, it doesn't matter. And it's kind of like this unsettling feeling that everything's perfect, even though it's like not perfect because a lot of things go wrong, but that's kind of just the way that like, I guess like the simulation works or something, you know, like that's just how it goes.
There seems to be such a foundation of happiness for other people's happiness in your life. Do you feel as though you have any sort of philosophy of, you know, what is the energy that you want to bring to the world?
I really just want to go down like as a person who impacted and like did good things, you know, to help people out, like just motivate and be able to be like a light to people. Because, I think down the line when our career started and stuff, it was all just so crazy, just going battling through so many things and finally like coming back to like, you know, what was the goal like forever. And it's just to be impactful. Cause I don't think like if you're an artist and you're not trying to impact and make the best, give like this other meaning to like, at least even in that moment when people are listening to your stuff or absorbing or reading, like anything that you do, like if you're not impacting in a positive way, then you're doing your job right. So that's ultimately the goal, like just to help out people and motivate people to help other people. Cause I'm thankful that I have a whole circle of people that are around me to help out. And I always want to be able to be that for them and be able to one way or another do that for like the people that support me.
Well, you can feel the energy from your fans. You obviously mean so much to them.
I'm thankful. I really appreciate you guys.
All right. You guys excited to hear Google play some new music?
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to take a few minutes, clear the stage, and bring out the band.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'll be back.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.